Hi guys, it's your host Matilda.
And your host Hadiza.
And your other host Imama.
And you're listening to the Amebo Interludes. Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode. How are you guys doing?
Just a bit sleepy, but I'm okay.
How long did you sleep for?
An hour.
Yeah, that's not a nap. That's sleep.
Yeah.
It's a nap. That's an hour is a nap.
They say a nap is between...
They're false.
Imama's naps are sleeps. That's why she's defending it. Imama can say she's napping for 5 hours.
I'm like, okay, that's a lie.
Okay, three.
Like three. Yeah, like three hours. Yeah, that's a nap.
That's what some people sleep every night.
Honestly, that's a them problem.
Just saying. Oh, okay, so for people that are new to the podcast, we do this every other week. And we come here, we gist, basically. Because usually on our full episodes, we have a topic and stuff. But it's nice to like catch up and, you know, be more human and stuff like that. And just gist about like stuff that has happened throughout the week. So that's what we're doing here. And they are shorter than the full episodes. But Shaya, what have you guys' weeks been like?
Well, the week just started, but like, I guess
the week since we've recorded.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's been pretty good for me. Like, you know, I was able to get out of my space and like, you know, I went away for the weekend and that was really nice. And yeah, it's been really nice, to be very honest. Just been like school, but not that busy, and you know, work, but also not that busy. Actually busy, but like, you know, just finding time to actually,
but no, Imama is ignoring,
take care
work,
of myself.
Take it from
okay
me.
Well, my manager, if you're listening, that is not a fact. But yeah, I mean, ultimately it's just been pretty good. But yeah, what have you?
It's been pretty productive, I say. I also went away. I'm still away.
So everybody left me inside Ottawa.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm the only one that did not get away. But yeah, sir.
But yeah, it's been okay, though.
You guys that went away, like, isn't like Toronto kind of locked down even more so?
So it is. So when I went, we were all kind of in the same level of lockdown, I guess. Oh. But now apparently they're moving to code red. So I guess they're moving to like a higher level, whatever it is.
And
they're now moving to code red.
Yeah.
So like when I went, it wasn't. Yeah, apparently they're moving to code red. I don't know what code red entails, but
it sounds very serious.
But exactly. It sounds serious. But when I went, it was just like normal lockdown that we're all in. And not really lockdown, just phase two, I guess.
Yeah.
That we're all in. Like, you know, just taking like the appropriate precautions and like, you know, indoor dining closed, only outdoor dining, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was so much fun. Like I ate so much. I was so happy. Like I just was eating and I was just eating.
Did you guys go out to eat time. Or did you?
Yeah, we went out to eat. No, we went out to eat. We like ordered food as well.
Yeah.
We walked a lot. Like literally I did over like 15,000 steps every day.
Yeah.
Like we walked a lot. But it was just nice. It was really just a nice time to like catch up with like friends and just really chill.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait. It was a nice weekend. Did you guys eat inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay, yeah. Because yeah, Ottawa cause, like, on Saturday reopened indoor dining.
Oh, really?
I don't get it because, like, the numbers are still at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. But, I get it, though, because, like, a lot of restaurants are, like, there is no proof that there has really been an outbreak with the restaurants. So, like, why are you closing us down?
I mean, like, I don't know. But, like, I know in Toronto, like, it was just outdoor dining. And, yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, no, really even in Ottawa, dining. It was closed for a while. It opened again on Saturday. I went to but the like, gym, guys.
Oh, the gym is the open gym again. Is open?
The gym opened back on Saturday.
I need to
just specifically in Ottawa. Imama.
I need to remember to cancel my membership before they charge me again.
They've been charging me throughout this lockdown, though.
What? You could have paused it, you know.
I should have.
They can reimburse you or move it to a different.
Because I didn't go. But now I'm. Later. Yeah, now I'm going, though. I went on Saturday and then I went yesterday. It's been good. I feel like. Okay, I actually just noticed that I gained a lot of weight. So, like, before I was like, I gained weight. But then I was in the exact same spot at the gym with the mirror in front of me wearing the same clothes I had worn back in March. And I looked at myself and I was like, this ain't it, bro. This ain't it.
Bruh. So, yeah.
Now, I started counting my calories. I know it's unhealthy and stuff, but like, yeah.
You know, I feel like that's one thing I can't do. Like, I feel like I can work out. But when it comes to the food part, bruh, I can't do it.
It's just like making sure
I'm going to eat what I want, when I want, how I want.
I'm just making sure now that I don't eat after 8, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think I'm
it's a no for me, babes.
Like, take it to the extreme and stuff like that. It's okay, because it can get extreme, especially with food and trying to monitor, like trying to change an eating habit you've cultivated over time by counting calories. Sometimes it can really backfire, so just be careful and stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, the plan is mostly workout, but then it's also like switching to healthier options, because today I was eating like brownies and I was like, you know, if I didn't eat those brownies that I ate, I could have eaten more today. Do you get it? Because like the brownies just contain much more calories than like if I had like a banana or something. Mm-hmm. It would still fill me, but like it's just less calories, you know? So I guess it helps me to like just think about healthier options too, which is nice.
True.
Guys, you people, they see Nigeria and everything that's
sorry, that pigeon just took me off guard. Like, I wasn't expecting that. But yes, we did see Nigeria.
There's no other way I could put it, because I've just been on the TL. Like, I feel so tired.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, there's so much, so much going on. Like, so much.
Okay, starting with non-government things. Did you guys see that... that woman, like, she's a northern actor,
Rama Sadao.
Yeah. Imama, please.
Isn't that his? Isn't that her name?
Rahama. What? Pronounce how you pronounce it.
I thought it was Rama.
Is
oh,
it?
It's Rahama.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you know why I thought it was Rama? Because her handle is Rama.
Okay.
But her actual name is Rahama. Yeah. Rahama Sadao.
So Apaz, she just showed her back. Like, when I see the pictures, I'm trying to understand. I really am. They said it's indecent dressing, but like literally all that was showing was her back.
Was her back.
I mean, Hadiza, you schooled in the north, so can you like maybe give us a little bit more context?
I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of people, you know, are in their houses and tired, because I don't know why they decide to pick on her, like, this period and stuff like that. And, yeah, like, it's strange. Like, okay, sure, she was showing her back. Her back was showing, according to quote unquote Islamic dressing and stuff like that. She's not supposed to show her back, whatever. But then, I mean, it's kind of one of those things that when something blows up on social media, it just blows up. And it blew up out of proportion this
time. You feel like they're using her as like a scapegoat kind of thing?
Not really a scapegoat. I just feel like this is just random, because I'm sure there are a lot of girls who do show their back that are northern or Hausa or whatever and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I just feel like something, I don't know what's going on in the north right now. I don't know what the climate is like right now over there, but like,
yo, aren't you out of place. I remember Twitter crosses your Twitter, your timeline,
yeah,
doesn't it? Yeah, does. Once in a while.
Yeah, so I did see the person who kind of spearheaded the tweets, and somebody was, one of them was like, oh, I'm just happy that people bullied her to tell her what the truth is, you know, it's better people don't lie to her, yada yada, yada. And I was just like, he was not like, oh, I'm not saying people should bully her, but I'm happy that people spoke up about it. And I'm like, spoke about what? Like her back? Like,
her back, literally her back.
And then what's crazy is that they're taking it to the next level. So like they're taking her to court.
The Sharia court specifically.
Sharia court. And I was just like, oh, those courts.
Apparently I heard that Sharia court stuff was not true. Like,
No, I think the court is true, but I think that it's the, because this morning a lot of people were saying that something about a death sentence.
Oh, that's the one that's not true.
I think that's the one that's not true. Like,
because the thing is true.
Isn't it wild that people can actually just say anything on the internet these days?
Of course.
Because I absolutely woke up and I saw the stuff around it. I was like, they're literally going to kill someone for showing their back. Like, I was literally like, this makes absolute no sense. Did you guys see that they appointed Imama's fave, Nengi, as the
Roback who's fave. I actually don't mind Nengi, but she's not my fave.
She's not Dorothy. Your fave.
Dorothy is my fave, and my fave got a Benz for her birthday, by the way.
By just who? From who? That.
From her fans. They got her a Benz.
Apparently, you know, people are not focused.
No, honestly, let me tell you, I love Dorothy, but when
to get her a Benz?
Oh my! Like literally, so Dorothy's fan base—they're literally like one of the more quiet fan base, but like they actually talk and do. They don't talk too much, but when they talk, they will actually do it. Like their follow through game, I have never seen. Like if I was a fan base, it's Dorothy.
Wait,
like,
Mama, did you send money? Massive.
No, I didn't. So which money have I said? Do I have Benz?
No, but I said this about on focus.
But that's what I mean. But like, it's like I was so happy for her, but at the same time, I was just like, bro, like, people are buying. But anyways, I'm happy for her, Sha. But back to Nengi, sorry.
Yeah, so Nengi and Chukwuma were appointed as senior special assistants to the Bayelsa state governor. I was kind of confused when I saw it, but then even further confused when I saw a video of her like in a car. I guess they were like congratulating her and everything, and she was like, "You hate her," something about Unagodai or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just like, see, I feel like if we had sense in this country, Loki, she would actually just like decline the offer.
I just don't understand what she's advising on. Like, you know what? Like,
they said
I
feel the like, female child.
No, I so what? I think they gave her two things. So they gave her two appointments. One was the special advisor, and one was something else that I think had to do with the female child.
Yeah, the representative for the female child.
Yeah, so like the what face of like, I don't know, but
wait.
No, I think it's something. Wait, like let me actually find it. Let me find it so that we can make
not spokesperson. She's like
the
a
female child.
Are you listening, female? You're a female child.
Hadiza said, "Who is the female child?"
Wait, guys. Let me actually find her appointment so that we actually know what we're saying. One second. Let me find her appointment.
Yeah, because I'm just like this. Even the title itself is just
yeah. It's not, literally senior special assistant on girl child development. Okay.
Who was the previous person that occupied the role?
Was that role in existence before?
I just want to know.
But like, based on what?
You know what? Okay, so like, I can't really remember what the second role was, but for that senior special assistant, I did not understand this at all. I do not know how she met the merits. I don't even know what that role is. But the other one, where I think they said that she was the face of the female child, I don't know what it is, but the face, that face of whatever.
They literally said she's the senior special assistant on girl child development.
Okay, so what's the second appointment that she has? Because she has two.
No, her own is like she's a special assistant, but specifically in that area. Do you get what I mean?
No, but I'm saying that Nengi got two appointments.
Okay, I didn't hear about that.
Like
why
I don't like that.
Why is no one congratulating Chukwuma? Because he too he was appointed. Why is it Nengi that everyone is blowing up about? Because like both of them join, it doesn't make sense.
I think it's because to be very honest, like as much as people like Chukwuma, they don't really care for him. Like they don't know him like that. It's true. Like it's like Chukwuma would have left in like the second week. If not for like I'm so serious, like people like him, he's like fun, but he's
some
not like
the god of Chukwuma.
Like literally that was career. A thing like god of Chukwuma, because the way Chukwuma made it that far, I literally have no idea, no one
has an idea
exactly. But I don't know, I feel like people were saying that oh, that Nengi because she won Miss Bayelsa or something like that, I don't know, but she won it like a while ago or something like that, so that she deserved the one about the girl child development, because you know she could, I guess, because you know how people that do pageants, they usually like philanthropists, or I don't know what's the word.
Yeah,
they're
the face and
exactly, so they're meant to like, you know, help out with like things like that, like,
but
you know,
this is a government appointment.
I don't know,
this is taxpayers money. Like usually pageants are like privately funded, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
Like I just feel like this is literally like this is our problem in our face. Like do you get in the midst of like everything that's going on with the NSARS and like reform the government and stuff like that, we're seeing things like this and people are still like, congratulations Nengi. Like based on what? Like what makes her qualified to speak for the girl child? Like I mean, she might be a girl child and everything, I don't want to be a hater or whatever, because mm-hmm. that's what she thinks. She believes like people speaking against her are haters or whatever, but it's like this is a government appointment, so whatever goes towards it is literally our money, our taxpayer money. So it's just, it's It's weird. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I definitely agree. I do feel like, for me, I'm just like, I don't know how she met those qualifications. Like, it's based like, what were the qualifications? Brother. Were they qualifications?
Did they
like,
apply?
Exactly. Did they apply? Like, so many questions, to be very honest. Like, I would understand if the governor congratulates her on, like, whatever, her job in Big Brother, but I just don't understand the appointments, to be very honest. Like, I think she's a fine babe, and I mean, she can be the face of whatever she wants to be the face of, but, like, I just do not really understand the appointments, to be very honest. Yeah, it's kind
our
of
our government is unfocused.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can agree. I mean, if they're dashing our appointment like that, me too, I want to be appointed.
Like I said, like, Big Brother Nigeria is the next way to go. Like, it's actually the way to go. Like,
okay, but is it the way to get into government? Like,
my dear, it's looking like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, looking like it.
There are several ways to get into government.
It's looking like it.
That's just one of the many ways. I'm sure if I knock on the governor's door tomorrow, I say, hey, come up with an appointment, this thing, they'll create it for me now.
And because based
on her desire.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Yo, actually, before we go into serious stuff going on in Nigeria, although let's try to keep this a bit light, because I feel like I really need light, because Nigeria has not been giving me light. Have you guys seen Citation, the new...
No, I haven't seen it, but I really want to see it though. What's but that? I haven't.
Oh, the it's movie with Temi Otedola.
Oh yeah, I saw. I haven't watched it. I really wanted to watch it this week, but I just I picked other movies. But yeah, it looks interesting. Aww. I was surprised to see Temi as her name.
Acting, Temi. Yeah, Jitu.
I was like, she acts. Can she act? That's that kind of.
Oh, thoughts, I wanted to gist with you guys about it. That movie was just unnecessarily long.
I thought about it was unnecessary. I was about to scream.
No, like
the storyline is like quite serious and quite deep.
No, so it's like, yeah. No. It's like the idea. They had the idea, but the execution was a bit
really
poor. No, like okay, you might watch this and have a different opinion. Cause like when someone told me this, like I watched the movie expecting something bad, but then I watched it, I was like, it's not even that bad. But like when you really think about it, it's just unnecessary. Like the
was the movie unnecessary or it was unnecessarily long?
It was unnecessarily long. Imama, this movie was like 2 hours 30 minutes.
But King of Boys was longer. Now
no, based on something that could have been 30 minutes, like I feel like in King of Boys minutes. In King of Boys personally, I still feel like some of the scenes kind of added to the end, but like some of the scenes in Citation were like, if you didn't show me this scene, I would have been all right. Her boyfriend was like, he was doing karate and stuff like that, and there was this whole scene where he got his black belt, he did a fight. But I'm just like, this movie is about sexual harassment and like assault and like lecturers, like that whole sex for grades thing. So why is her boyfriend, like, if he didn't play karate, fight karate, like it wouldn't have added or subtracted anything to the
maybe it was going to fight a lecturer like, now you don't know.
No, but he didn't though. And they had like a whole Joker Silva in the movie, but character was so annoying because she was meant to be her lawyer, but she did jack shit. Like,
she didn't do anything.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, like, honestly, when she needed to go investigate something, she went by herself. She didn't even tell her lawyer. Her lawyer looked surprised every single time she came up with
things. The question I have for you is, could Temi act?
I think she can. She does all right. Like, for a first time actor, it's pretty. The person I watched it with, we were laughing about the fact that when you're rich, you can actually pay for like a lot of like lessons for things. But I mean, it's one of the perks of being.
You know
rich,
what I thought was interesting? Like, I haven't watched it or anything, but I was watching the trailers, and I've watched actually multiple trailers, and like, I guess actually random scenes from it. I just thought it was interesting that they had to throw the French in there. Like,
It wasn't just French. Okay, first of all, the lecturer was French African. He was from Senegal, so like, so that she can have a connection with the guy she spoke French. Let me tell you what was unnecessary.
I'm screaming.
why did Temi Otedola have to speak Yoruba? Because her Yoruba was disturbing me. Like it sounded like they fed her the lines. Do you get what I mean? Like someone that doesn't actually speak.
Well, I mean, wasn't it a Kunle Afolayan movie?
I mean, yes, but like, if you can't speak Yoruba, don't. Do you get what I mean?
But it's cool. I definitely agree. But I feel like you're asking why she had to speak Yoruba. And I feel like she had to speak Yoruba because it was a Kunle Afolayan movie. Like, I don't know a Kunle
Afolayan movie. No, like, her boyfriend spoke Yoruba perfectly and everything. And I was like, if he speaks Yoruba to her and she's like, I understand Yoruba, and she just responds in English, do you get it? It
wouldn't have been here and there.
Exactly. It wouldn't have been anything like, rather than have Yoruba that's like very bad. But like, I don't know if it's meant to be for like an international audience that doesn't notice. Maybe that's it. But let me tell
you,
at the end, it could
also be a thing where, like, you know how in the Oscars, like, you have to, maybe for it to get nominated as a foreign film,
it has to have five languages. Maybe,
but it has to have, but it has to have, like, a language spoken for, like, a period of time. So that could also be why they had to have her speak Yoruba.
That's fair. That makes sense.
But you people don't know about it. You're not educated. If you were, you would know these things.
One of the characters speaking Yoruba, though,
she was already speaking French, right? But let me tell you what was even more annoying. There was one guy that they went to. Was it Senegal, Dakar, to go and get as a witness? By the way, this is a spoiler. I'm so sorry, but it's not like a vital. No, it's not vital.
I don't care.
Not vital to the thing. But like, they get a character, right? And when she goes there, she speaks French to him, and I'm like, okay, he only understands French, right? Then at the end of the conversation, he speaks like perfect English back to her, and I'm like, okay, this was unnecessary. But then he comes to Nigeria to be her witness, and then he's like, I speak French or Portuguese, and then he goes ahead to only speak Portuguese, and I'm just like, it seems like they just wanted to throw languages into this.
He said we can be multicultural, hello.
Because I think he was going for like a West African vibe, so like, you know, French, English, Portuguese. I'm just like,
is Portuguese West African?
People speak,
where?
Which
I think
one?
Cape Verde. Please, though, let me Google it.
I was like,
We're supposed to know this stuff.
So, Angola speaks Portuguese, Mozambique.
Isn't me asking?
Cape Verde,
So, yeah. He said, let's just do everything, yeah? So, Kunle Afolayan was like, we sabiam. And I can give you... He gave us tourism. He gave us drama. He gave us karate. He gave us bad Yoruba.
He said Minister of Tourism of Africa. That's what he said.
He's looking for government appointments, too.
Bam.
But it was... I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay, that's still not.
Yeah, no. I'll give them. It took me a whole day to watch with my friend. Like, I would watch it. We'll watch it, then we'll get distracted, then start it again and watch it. Because it was just
get distracted.
No, but it was long. It was long. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'll just repeating what you said, you know.
That is all I am saying. It took a long time, guys. Okay, now into serious things. Have you guys been seeing how they've been arresting people and blocking people's accounts in Nigeria?
It's so sad. Like, it's literally, so it's like the people that basically participated in the NSARS process, right?
Yeah.
It's so sad and so crazy. Like, that's literally... It's not democracy. Like, that's... I don't even know. It's authority. Like, you know that thing where the government... is basically back in the days. Military, yes. That regime. I don't even know why. I don't even know why I can't think well. But it's basically that regime where it's like... Maybe guys are not trying to say
already,
it,
we already said military. You said that regime.
That regime.
Yeah,
it's crazy. CBN is working now, but when it comes to freezing the accounts of people sending Boko Haram money, they don't know it.
So just for context, right? So it seems like the government is basically targeting people that were protesting or associated to the protests. But it's also dumb because there's a panel to investigate how those the NSARS thing eventually became violent and to actually get people that did bad stuff, right? So that is already ongoing. So they are arresting people, they are freezing people's accounts and also seizing people's passports based on no evidence, while they're also saying that they are investigating things with a panel. So it's like they are negating those investigations by what they're doing, basically. Like, what's the point of an an investigation if you're just going to take it into your hands and start arresting people based on no evidence. Did you guys see that Mochievous girl that tried to, I think her actual name is Modupe Odele, and she's like a Nigerian lawyer that she was one of the major mobilizers for the NSARS movement, and she was trying to travel abroad because she was
so I was just gonna say, like, to be more like accurate, she wasn't really a mobilizer for the NSARS movement. She was just helping with the pro bono work with the NSARS movement.
But she's part of the feminist coalition, no?
Yeah, she is. But like, yeah. I guess like her main thing in the NSARS was like, cause like, I mean, like, I feel like saying she was a mobilizer for the NSARS movement, like obviously she was, but I feel like it can also put her under more attack, I guess, by the government.
When you say it, she's a
exactly,
major
when
mobilizer.
You say it like that, it was like to be very honest, she was more of
like she helped.
She helped, and like, you know, she was one of the lawyers, or she helped in like providing pro bono legal services for the people that were
arrested
and stuff like that.
Did so much though. She actually
did. Yeah,
like they were basically not sleeping, like her, FK, and the likes of that, like, you know, they did a lot. So she was trying to travel, like, she for her birthday, I think she planned a trip to Maldives or something, because she was like, yo, the last 3 weeks have been a lot. And then she went to the airport, and then she was just going through immigration, and then they were like, sorry, please let me see your passport again. He now took the passport and said he had orders to detain her and everything, and after they seized her passport, basically. Well, she's gotten back now. I think they told her to, on Monday, they told her to, which is well, we're recording Tuesday.
I think she got back after like 4 days. Or, I don't
even it was quite a while. Apparently, they told her to come and collect it on Friday, but people were like speculating that what they might have done is if she went on Friday, they would have detained her over the weekend and just said, sorry, the courts are not open. Do you get what I mean? Mm. So I guess her being a lawyer, she kind of understands how these things happen. Yeah. So she just went on Monday and like she eventually got it back. But that's not even legal based on what? Yo, the theme of the past weeks have been based on what? Like, everything that the Nigerian government is doing, even the Central Bank of Nigeria ordering some people's accounts to be frozen. It's illegal.
Like, what's the reason?
It's completely illegal. And I feel like every day I wake up to something new and I'm just tired. How have you guys been dealing with everything that's coming out of Nigeria, like, mentally?
I think for me, it's just the hardest part to see the people that are arrested, right? Because it's just like, you're just speaking up, right, for an injustice done to you. And then you go ahead to have other injustices being done to you.
Oh my gosh, that, like, the journalist guy, Pelumi Onifade.
Well, that is, like, that was so sad.
That thing is getting to me every day, and I just
do you want to give a quick background on that?
Yeah, so there was this politician in Lagos that he was driving through a crowd of like NSARS protesters, and you know, they were just gathering around his car, and he just came out and started shooting. Why he had a gun in his car, I don't understand. So he just started shooting kind of in the air, but I heard allegedly that some people died from him doing that. Two people died. But there was a journalist that basically videoed everything. And then some days later, or maybe on the same day, they arrested him, and he just turned up dead. Like, they found him in a morgue after.
What?
Yeah, they killed him.
Did the video spread out? Like, do people have access to the video he took?
Yeah, oh no, it went round. Yeah. That's how we knew about the gun shooting thing. Okay. But the politician guy hasn't been taken. It's
nothing has been done to him
at all. Like, it's as if they didn't recognize the video and stuff.
We have a lot of bullies as our leaders. Like, it's just messed up.
That's what they're doing right now. They're bullying us. And that's why I'm asking, like, how you're taking it mentally, because I feel like I was having a conversation with someone about it, and I was like, I just feel like I'm starting to dissociate because it's mentally much for me now.
Yeah, no, I really feel like that's me. Like, I feel like, I know that it's like, it's obviously such a privilege to even be able to.
Yeah.
But like, I really have been just like, I like try to not read as much news. Like, I try to like really and truly, like, I've been dissociating a lot. Like, just like a lot of times, like, I don't even read that much on what's going on anymore. I'm just like, I see something that's NSARS related. I'm just like, I'm not going to read this, and I don't read it. It's even just like, I don't know if you guys saw the guy that got taken by the I can't remember his name. I think it's Errol.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I can't remember his name, but yeah. He got taken, like, recently, and apparently they used his sister to find out where he lived. Mm-hmm. Then they went to his house. They literally took him from his house.
Yeah.
And it's like, that whole story, I did not read it.
He's
like,
still in jail.
He's still in jail, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the story came out, like, was it two days ago or something? And I actually refused to read it. I only read it when somebody posted it on their Instagram story, mm-hmm. and they were like, oh, I went to school with this person. That was only when I read it. But, like, I was really, really trying to not read it. I was like, no, I'm not going to, like, you know, I'm not going to do this type thing. But, like...
But this is kind of what they want, though. They want to frustrate you because they have the power to do it. So mm-hmm. it's like, the more they keep doing this, the more they're like, okay, now you guys will back down. And I feel guilty for this. Associating as
same,
well.
Same.
Yo, like, there was a protest in Ottawa, and I mean, I did my best to promote it and everything, but I was just like, I don't even feel like this is the right step as well, because it's like, we're going to the High Commissioner and they've done nothing. Oh my gosh, story. So they went to the High Commissioner's house, right? Last week Friday, Saturday, and you know, they were telling him still, like, what's going on, and he's like, oh, please, first of all, he didn't want to see them, let's start with that. His son was like, just hear them out and stuff like that, so he eventually did, and then he was like, okay, bring it in writing, like, let me see your points, bring it in writing on Monday. So I was,
he sends multiple writings.
No, it gets worse, because so the person that organized the protest was talking to me, and I was like, even though I can't be physically there, I will help you guys out, but then he wasn't able to print out the letter that they wrote and then deliver it. So today, literally today, I went to the embassy to drop the letter off. First of all, the High Commissioner and I guess his assistant or whatever were not there, so I was just received by some random person. Then they put me on the phone with the guy, not the High Commissioner, I guess the guy below him, he's called the Smiler, and then they're like, Smiler. Oh, a Smiler.
Mm. Oh, that's, okay, his name.
Smiler. That's his name.
The Smiler is his position.
Mad.
Me too. I was like,
that's a mad position. Yeah. So they put me on the phone with him and everything, and he was telling me that it is not government procedure to receive anonymous letters, because the letters that we've been addressing is from concerned Nigerians in Canada or concerned Nigerians in Ottawa, and we've sent two letters signed by concerned Nigerians in Canada, and they have received it and stamped it, just for me to get there, and they tell me that it is government policy that it has to have a name on it. And I was like, this is very scary. Why do they want my name on here? Yo, I, like, if I didn't really think about it, I'd have been like, okay, let me just sign my name there.
Exactly.
But, like, what the heck? And even if it's true, that so those two letters that they've been collecting and telling us they are sending there, it's a lie.
Have they not done anything?
They haven't. That's why I just don't think, like, who are we protesting to? The same people that are perpetrating the problems or killing people? How can you tell President Buhari to prosecute President Buhari? Like, it's so dumb. Like, I just feel, I've been feeling very powerless and tired, to be honest. But we still move. We still move eventually.
Yeah, regardless, we move.
Regardless, we move.
It's bad times.
Before we go, let's try to end it on a light note. Just a light question I have for you guys.
Okay.
So I saw this question on Twitter and someone was asking, what has made you lose interest in someone you liked or had a crush on before? And I was just thinking about it. I was like, huh, have I even lost interest in someone I liked before?
I mean, I have multiple times.
What made you...
I just feel like it's just like stress. Like, honestly, it's like, long story short, it's like stress. Like, I feel like when I have to, like, when I feel like I'm doing too much and, like, you're not, like, reciprocating the energy. So, like, you know, I just feel like I'm stressing myself, and I'm just like, I just don't like stressing myself. So that would literally start making me lose interest. Or when I feel like I'm disturbing you, even though I really might not be, but when I just feel like, when I start getting hints that I'm disturbing you, and then I start pulling back and you're not trying to be like, oh, so what was that, Hadiza?
Like, noticing the pullback.
Exactly. Then I'm just like, you know what? Let me be going where I'm going. Let me not sleep. So I feel like that's really the way for me. It's like, just like anything that, like, causes too much stress for me, like, I'm just like, yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm out of here. Like, I feel like that's really it for me.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, that makes sense to me. I'd say for me, it's, of course, if the other person gets a girlfriend, then...
how can they be talking to you?
Mama, please, it day after.
Like, okay, nice one. Or,
nice one.
Loki, that didn't stop me before.
screaming.
That's why I'm just like, I feel like, I don't know. Matilda. No, I'm not a home wrecker. That person is the home wrecker. I wasn't the one in the relationship. Shoget. Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So yeah, or what else? Lose interest.
I love how you think about it.
I agree with what Imama says, but I think my own is actually on the next level in the sense that if I say one day I can just decide to pull out, and if there's no pullback, that's just how it is.
What if there's a pullback? Like, would you now be like, okay, you now jazz up yourself?
If there's a pullback, the pullback has to happen in certain ways. You know, the pullback can't just be a, oh, are you still there? Oh, you're not there.
I'm screaming.
You know, people do that though. People literally, they only pay attention enough to keep you there. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll stop kind of like talking to you for a while. And then once they see that you are like pulling away, they will now give you just enough for you to stay there.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like Hadiza said, like, I feel like I've also done the same thing where I kind of like pull back just like randomly and I'll see if you, whatever, like you kind of make an attempt. But I feel like it really does depend on the attempt that you made, like Hadiza said. Because to me, it's like, if you just do that thing where you just give me enough for me to like be like, oh, you're still interested, nah, like I feel like I'll be able to let me not put so much faith in my skills or my abilities. But I do think to an extent I'm able to be like, nah, this is not, like, you're not seeming like you care like that, like you're probably just doing it because of like A or because of B. So I feel like I might be like, nah, I'm still good, and I might just not respond
anyways. It's not like most people I had a crush on you, I as in
that you did.
It was in my mind, and my mind. So I guess this question I can't relate. But yeah,
I'm stressed because like I don't know if it's that they. No, I know that it's that they've strung me along, and it makes me sound really bad. But honestly, unless I've like moved on to the next person,
how do you know that they've strung you along?
No, you know, in hindsight.
Okay.
You were strung along. I just feel like there hasn't really been, okay, maybe because I'm pretty I think I'm pretty selective in the people that I like to start with. Mm-hmm. So like I feel like I don't develop strong feelings until like there's something there. Okay, that's a lie. that's a lie from the pit of hell. But anyways, yeah, it was a question I couldn't answer, so I just wanted to throw it out to you guys, and I want to throw it out to the listeners as well. Let us know in the comments or in our DMs or whatever. SoundCloud, you can leave comments there. Let us know what your crush or like someone you liked has ever done to make you kind of stop liking them. And before we go, actually, I just wanted to throw an idea out there. What would you guys think about like a live Zoom Christmas episode? Because we're thinking of doing something, right? Like I brought it up today.
Yeah,
like a live Zoom like Christmas party. Yeah. Not party, sorry, a live Zoom Christmas episode.
Christmas party, giving me secondary school.
Give me secondary school end of year party.
Exactly.
But we're thinking of doing something like that, and just like paying, like asking the listeners to pay like a really small amount, like $5, $2, whatever, so that the proceeds we can give to like a charity that does something for Christmas for kids, because I know there's quite a bit. So it's kind of like making their own Christmas nice, because this year has been a lot on us, all of us really, but even more so on them. So yeah, I feel like it would be a nice thing. But let us know what you think. But catch us next week with the full episodes. Don't forget to subscribe everywhere at Africalypso Pod, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that we are bomb. Nice. Catch you guys next week. Bye.